Welcome to Holy Trinity Catholic Church from Beaverton, Oregon.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to start with a bit of an odd question this morning, but you would probably expect no less from me, right? So, show of hands. How many of you believe that we are in the end times, that Jesus' return is more or less imminent? All right, more than last Mass. Okay. Believe it or not, you guys are not outliers. I was reading an article this week, and this author claimed that actually lots of Catholics, and even beyond that, lots of Christians believe that we are indeed in the end times. Even Pope Francis, you might remember early on in his papacy, he recommended several times that people read the book Lord of the World, which is about the coming of Antichrist and the end times. And people were asking, what does he know? Oh my gosh, what does he know, right? I don't know what he knows. I'm not sure what he knows. But when you look at the way we've screwed up the world, it's not hard to see why many people might believe, many people might even hope that this whole sordid affair is nearing its end, right? St. Paul tells us in his second reading, all creation is groaning, longing to be set free. And we too, we ourselves groan within as we await the Lord's return. So this longing, this groaning for the Lord's return has always been present in Christian hearts. It's just that in our times, it's like the volume has been turned up to 10, right? And really, are we surprised? Are we surprised? Anxiety and loneliness and uprootedness are daily companions for so many of us. Young people will tell you that they don't look to the future expecting to have a better life than their parents. In fact, just the opposite. And our screens, right? Our screens are constantly presenting us with images of fear, outrage, violence, division, the collapse of so much that used to give us a sense of purpose and identity and security. So are we at the end of days? Is the Lord's return imminent? I have no idea, friends, but it's not hard to understand why some might hope so. Here's the thing, though. Whether we're at the end of days or whether our times are just plain hard, we can't live defensively, protectively, fearfully. I know that's easier said than done. Bishop Barron notes that in our day, most of us spend most of our time defending ourselves, on alert almost every waking moment against threats to our psyche, our emotions, our fortunes, our health, our reputation. Sadly, though, when we live like that, when self-protection consumes us, we end up in this tiny, warped, cramped little spiritual space, right? We're no longer open to life. We're no longer open to the power of the Spirit. And that's not what we're made for. That's not what our hearts long for. We're made, as St. Paul tells us, for the glorious freedom of the children of God. So how do we break out of this defensive little crouch and learn to really live? Well, I think our first reading points the way for us, everybody. Thus says the Lord, behold my word, just as from the heavens the rain and snow come down and do not return until they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. My word shall not return to me empty, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. God's word, my friend, God's word is powerful. God's word is living. It's effective. It's not just dead words on a page. It's not just descriptive, like the words in a newspaper or a book. Those of you who are under 30, ask your parents what a newspaper is. So it doesn't just give us information, right? It's creative, active. It calls into being. Remember Genesis. God calls the universe into being through his word. In a few minutes, Father Anthony will speak the words of Christ and call forth the body and blood of Christ here on our altar. And in a similar way, God's word can speak to our hearts, calling forth peace and purpose and strength, where before there was only fear and doubt and darkness. So God's word, it doesn't just describe, it makes to be. Let me share with you just a personal story, a personal little illustration. So years ago, some of you know, I was a seminarian, and there came a point where I knew I wasn't on quite the right path. But honestly, I was too scared to leave, right? I had so much invested. I had been there for 5 years. I didn't know where I would go. I didn't have any money. I had given it all away. I didn't know what I was going to do with a Master of Divinity degree, for God's sake. And, you know, honestly, the older guys in the community, they weren't helpful. They kept telling me stories about, oh, yeah, I knew one seminarian one time in my class who left. He couldn't find a job, never really amounted to much. I was like, gee, thanks, guys. Long story short, that winter, I ended up on retreat in this little convent outside of Chicago, and I spent lots of time in the chapel there praying before the Blessed Sacrament, just pouring out my heart to the Lord. And one night, as I was praying, these words came to me, and they were as clear as if somebody had spoken them audibly. And these were the words, Brett, build me a house where I can dwell. Build me a house where I can dwell. Well, I don't know if you've ever had an experience like this in prayer, but those words, it was like they were like an arrow that went right to the heart, right? And my heart just latched on to them. And at that time, I connected them to marriage and family, building a home where God could dwell. And you know, that in itself was enough to give me the courage and the confidence I needed to step out and step in a new direction. I knew God was with me. I knew he wouldn't let me down. Later on, I began to see those words applying not just to family, but also for the direction of my work. Working in the church, God's house on earth, teaching, later preaching, trying in my own small way to make it a place where God could encounter, where people could encounter God. But really, what was the most interesting thing to me was years later, when I actually learned the source of those words, they're the words of Exodus chapter 25, verse 8. Build me a house that I may dwell with you, God says to his people Israel, as they wait there at Sinai, as they prepare to journey through the desert for all those long years. Build me a house where I can dwell. So those simple words, that one verse, changed my heart, it changed the direction of my life, and really, it changed my future. And if you read the lives of the saints, that seems to happen over and over again with Scripture. Friends, God's word is not empty. It's not just words on a page. It's living, powerful, and effective. It accomplishes God's purpose. And whether we have years ahead of us, or months, or maybe just days, God has a purpose for each of us. And it's his word that will help us get there. So here's what I would suggest for homework this week. Start memorizing Scripture. Start memorizing Scripture verses that speak to your heart. Now, I know that's a radical notion for us Catholics, right? Imagine that, memorizing Scripture. But think about it. Most of us don't have time to seriously study Scripture, but I'll bet you we have at least a few moments a day where we can work on memorizing Scripture. Maybe when you're here at Mass each week, listen to the readings. Listen for a verse or maybe a passage that pops for you, that just grabs your attention. And write it down. Sit with it during the week. Pray with it. Commit it to memory. About a month ago, I bought a little notebook that I started carrying around with me, and that's what I do. I just, during when I come to daily Mass, when I come here for the weekends, I listen, and when I hear a passage that grabs me, I write it down, and then I pray with it during the week. And I probably have 4 or 5 passages so far written down and committed to memory. That's not a lot. I'm sure some of our brothers and sisters next door would put me to shame, right? But it's a start. It's a start. So get a notebook and bring it with you to Mass and use it. What I've discovered is that those verses that I write down and memorize, they come back to me. They work their way into my heart, and they come back when I'm worried about something, when I'm feeling pressured, when I'm impatient or annoyed with somebody, when I just need a small break in my day, they come back. And what I find is that they have power, power to derail or at least to lessen my impatience, my worry, my need to control, my sometimes catastrophic thinking. God's word will do that for you too, my friends. It will encourage you. It will convict you of the truth. It will open your heart to healing. It's true. Our world is full of death and violence and division. Cling to God's word, which is freedom and life.
Thank you for joining us. You can learn more on our parish website at h-t.org. We hope that you will subscribe to our YouTube channel or try and join us for Mass if you're local. Again, all the information will be on h-t.org.